Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Jeffrey Van Dyke. For those of you who are new here, welcome to Jeffrey's Insights. kind of funny name, given that the insights don't always directly come from me. I wanted to start today. Somebody asked me this past week, hey, do you do any ritual before you go live? Do you prepare in any way? And I wanted to just share a little ritual I've done for a few decades before I go on stage, before I teach, before I sing. I don't even know if these, and it's simply this. Before I go live, I say, Abash Dadush Aklem, as above, so below. And I just welcome source energy to flow through me, just from the crown chakra down through my feet. And then I envision you all around the world, at home, wherever you are. And I say, Abash Dadu Shaklem, as above, so below, and pull the energy down into your space. And then I do a third one, which is for the whole globe, because we are here to activate a new story for humanity, right? This is not just for us. So Abash Dadush Aklem, around the whole globe. And I just see this globe being basked in this light. We are all part of a team. It's called Team Heaven on Earth. All around the globe, there are beings that came here to blanket this earth in a new energy, in a new consciousness, in a new frequency of living. It is heaven on earth. And Jeffrey will tell you his friend Martin Root runs an organization called Project Heaven on Earth, has asked people all around the globe from every religion and no religion at all, hey, what is heaven on earth to you? And everyone has an answer. It seems that we have an innate understanding of what heaven on earth is. Heaven on earth in our heart and soul, heaven on earth to us. What would heaven on earth be for my community, for my family, for my work, for my surroundings? What would heaven on earth be for my industry? What would heaven on earth be for how I parent? What would heaven on earth be for my love relationship, for my love making? What would heaven on earth be for our government? What would heaven on earth be in our educational system? That it's a frame we can use to understand, there is a vision, and it may not be a vision you can see in your mind's eye, but it may be a vision that for the beginning starts as a frequency, meaning a feeling. I can feel this thing called heaven on earth. There's a something in me that knows it. And that something in you that knows it is replicated around the planet with every single person, it seems, that we all have an innate understanding of heaven on earth. And you, my friend, came here as an activator of that understanding, an activator of that frequency, an activator of that potential for your people, for your industry, for your community, for your family, for your fill in the blank. You came here as an activator. So what does this mean to be an activator? Is it just about your words? Is it just about your teaching? Is it just about showing up and doing another post? We say, no. Activation is about frequency. See, when you are speaking to your audience, when you're speaking to your industry, when you're speaking to your community, from the consciousness of heaven on earth, there is a resonance to your message that rings out and activates the same knowing, the same, yes, there is this thing called heaven on earth. I have a sense of it. It activates that in the listeners, especially in the listeners who are ready, willing, and maybe even able to join you in that co-creation. And all around this planet, there are those of us, you, me, this community, among other folks, that are called to be these activators, to ring the bell. Hey, there's more. Hey, there's another way. Hey, there's a vision for how we can be. Let's go. So do you have to be perfect to be an activator of heaven and earth? Meaning, do you have to be living the full potential of it at all times, without fail, in order to do this work? No. And we are saying it with some degree of facetiousness, because in your own psyche, there is sometimes this question, why me? I'm not ready. Yes, right? But I'm not perfect. But I don't always live in this frequency. But my experience of life, my life, isn't always heaven on earth. Sometimes I downright experience hell on earth. So why me? And can I do this? And will they believe me? Underneath it, oftentimes, is a question of, if they don't believe me, if I'm not the one, if I'm full of BS, will I get kicked out, booted out of the tribe, of my family, of my community, of my industry, of my fill in the blank? And if this is part of my livelihood and I get kicked out, then will I be able to make any money with my vocation, right? So those are often the questions. And those are questions to attend to for yourself, meaning your own attending to the parts of you that need love, attention, nurturing, growth, healing. But what we are saying here is that activators don't require quote unquote perfection, that activators require willingness, faith, and courage in action. Willingness, faith, and courage in action. So let's break those three down. Willingness. Am I willing to put one foot in front of the other? Am I willing to turn on the go live button and broadcast? Am I willing to write this and submit it? Am I willing to have this conversation with this person? Am I willing to pick up the phone? Am I willing to say the difficult thing in the moment that it's being asked for? Am I willing? Am I willing? Am I willing? You don't have to like it. That's not the bar. Willingness. That's the bar. Am I willing? Check. Yes. Willing. Great. Faith. Next. What am I being called to do? Not just in a broad scale. Oh, here's my calling. This is what I'm up to in my life. No, we're talking about this moment, this one right here. What am I being called to right now? Oh, that requires listening. It requires that dance of exquisite listening, call and response. Partnership, like a beautiful ballroom dancers that are in that communication back and forth, ongoing, never-ending communication. So that requires listening, faith. And sometimes when the listening feels like there's nothing there, I pick up the phone and it's just the dial tone. I'm not getting anything. Can you listen underneath that? Is there sadness there? Is there despair? Is there anger? Is there something else? What's underneath that if you, quote unquote, aren't getting a dial tone? Because your guidance is always available to you at all times without fail. So there are times when our line is a little blocked, and then that's the work to do. But the faith is, oh, in this moment, I'm being asked to say this. I'm this moment, I'm being asked to move in this direction. In this moment, I'm being asked to touch this community, this person in this way. Okay. I don't know why. I don't know why this message is coming through. I don't know why this image is the one I'm supposed to share. I don't know why I'm supposed to write this. I don't know why I'm supposed to talk to this person in this way, but it's clear that I am and I will. Faith, faith, faith. All the while experiencing the divine abiding with you in real time. Presencing the divine in your experience as you are in action. And that leads us to number three, courage. So often, courage we envision as some heroic Hollywood story, one person taking on the world. But courage is more often in small, seemingly, acts, in singular moments. It is where faith moves into action. Courage is where faith moves into action. Courage is saying, okay, I'm willing. I've listened. I'm living in faith. And I'm acting courageously without hesitation. Doing what I am called to do, what I know in my gut, in my belly, in my heart, in my guidance to do in real time. Especially when it makes you squirm. Especially when, that's uncomfortable. Oh, that's a stretch. Oh, I don't wanna, but I will. It's where you lean into your resolve in faith and in action. Courage, leaning into your resolve. I will. Last piece. And notice that I will is right next to I am. I am, I will. I am, I will. I am, I will. I am the I am. I am this heaven on earth presence, and I will move this frequency into action. Daily, moment by moment. Yes, it's great sometimes to do big visionary work, see the big vision, but we are talking here about moment by moment, day by day, conversation by conversation, especially around the things you don't really want to do, the things that make you squirm, that make you uncomfortable, that stretch you. And as you move into that resolve, that space, that activity, guess what? You too join this band of brothers and sisters, activators around the globe, activating humanity's new story. Starting with a new story in you. Just take a moment and feel that frequency. Feel what you're feeling right now, both in your own space and feel it even amongst us all. This band of brothers and sisters coming together to activate this frequency together. Thank you. So it is. Good stuff, my friends. Good stuff. Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing your part. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being a part of a community of activators around the world, both connected here around the Creator's Messenger, and of course, many, 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 many beyond that. We are not meant to do this alone, can't do it alone. We need one another. So thank you. Thank you for showing up. It's a blessing to be here with you. As always, these are every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time, here in the Courageous Messenger Facebook group. They're open to everybody. So if there's someone on this journey that you know, oh, wow, I think they can get a little activation themselves by being part of this ongoing conversation, invite them. We'd love to have them here. Love to invite them along on this journey. So you can easily tag them in the comments and say, hey, check this out. And then they can come and join you Tuesday mornings, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Until next week, I send you all my love. Thank you so much. See you real soon. Bye-bye.